The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
Hello and good morning. Hope you had a nice weekend. It sounds like Mickey Rooney packed it in, certainly with his 93 years on the earth. But first of all, this morning, can I say, shame on you, granny and granddad.
There is research evidence that grandparents routinely spoil children with sweets or chocolates.
Shocking, absolutely shocking. So my advice to Nana and granddad this morning is... Yes, indeed. Now, did any of you watch the Irish Film and Television Awards on Saturday night, otherwise known as the IFTAs? Well, if you did, you probably agree with me that it was a bit of a shambles, really. And my sympathy is with the co-hosts, Laura Whitmore and Simon Delaney, who persevered valiantly amid the rowdiness. There were some good moments, though. Best speech by an award giver went to Gunther Grün, also known as Barry Murphy.
In announcing tonight's winner, we are, by extension, creating three losers. So, and it's not just them. We have a room full of losers here tonight. It's actually mainly losers in the building. It's not so much a celebration as a week. So, a toast to the losers!
A toast to the losers, indeed. Losers and boozers, by the sound of it. Now, the award for the edgiest speech of the IFTAs went to our colleague in primetime, Una Smith.
We'd also like to thank our editor, Paul Maguire, who should be here tonight, but there were no tickets because I think too many RTE hangers-on got them. But anyway, he should be here.
Hangers-on and RTE. No way, Una. Award for the best beaming smile despite losing goes to Tom Vaughan Lawler, who had this to say.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yes, Nidge, he's called. And best actor in a movie no one has seen yet went to Brendan Gleeson for his performance in Calvary, which opens at a cinema near you next Friday. Now, this morning we've teamed up with timber product specialists and building materials company Brooks to give away a €1,000 Brooks voucher every day this week. It's that time of year when our thoughts turn to the garden, and Brooks is the one-stop shop when it comes to all your decking and landscape materials. So we'd like to help you transform your garden by giving you a €1,000 Brooks voucher to spend on new fencing, decking and patio materials. They've also got Kilsaran Design and Oxygen Skip services available at all their branches, so they've literally everything you'd need to create something special in your outdoors. So here's what you need to do to win today's €1,000. It's a class of a treasure hunt. We have three clues for you to help establish the name of a place which has a flower, plant or landscape in the name. Clue number one is it shares part of its name with Glenstall, Kylemore and a famous theatre. Text your answer and name now to 51551, and it might be you I'm talking to before the end of the show. Now, when we think about collecting, we usually think about stamps or maybe coins. On the other hand, we know that people collect the most peculiar things, and sometimes their collections take over their lives. Spiszek Zielinski, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, for a Monday morning. You have recently decided that you want to be a collector of things.
Well, I've always been a bit of a collector because, yes, I like to amass things that I like, and I like to sort of surround myself with things I like and things I enjoy.
Likewise.
And I've recently thought a little bit about collecting and how to edit your collections because I was moving. And I was moving from a flat to a house, and I had to obviously pack all my collections and move them to the new place. And it's really time-consuming and saps your energy, and you're thinking, I should just burn it all because why am I moving these dead trees from one place to another? And I'm referring to them as dead trees because I collect magazines, and I collect self-published magazines and zines and sort of a lot of self-published material. So basically people who sit in their bedrooms and create little magazines on their printers or on their typewriters, and then they stitch them all together and sell them at fairs somewhere in a godforsaken cultural center somewhere on the outskirts of Dublin. Then I go there, I buy those little magazines and I collect them.
You buy the magazines. You just want one copy of a load of different magazines.
I just really like the effort people put into printing and collecting their old material and creating something that is uniquely theirs. So I collect both art zines and music zines and art zines and self-published magazines.
Sorry,
but I also collect
zines.
Art zines are just zines, so magazines, self-published material about art, let's say, or about anything, to be honest with you. It can be about books. It can be about what you had for breakfast. There's a magazine called Karen, for example, by a woman called Karen from Scotland. And she just publishes a magazine about very mundane things she does in her life, like what she had for breakfast. And it's like a colorful, glossy magazine. So I collect those, and I collect normal magazines as well. I mean, by normal, I mean a bit more niche than, you know, your... you know, whatever, What Car or Vogue or whatever, but, you know, they are a bit more niche and I have to seek them out on the internet. So, now, the content is all kosher. It's nothing.
It's not the top shelf in stores.
No,
maybe.
It's not. But I do collect, and they weigh a ton. So
mind
I have
you,
to
you
move
would,
them.
But if you're going to collect all sorts of magazines, presumably it covers all sorts of different subjects.
Yes, I collect mainly design, art, fashion and music. That's my area of interest. I also collect house appliances. I'm interested in this designer called Dieter Rams, who designed a lot of household appliances for Braun, the German company. And I collect his clocks and coffee machines and toasters and things like that.
Well, between that now and the magazines, I mean, when you were moving, what did you do? Did you have to edit them very carefully?
I got rid of some of the magazines. If I didn't have a proper, let's say, a year of a magazine, and if it wasn't really anything that I would go back to or that I would think that its value is going to be raising, then I got rid of it. I also was thinking about collecting because I came across this program on TV, on the BBC, called Collectaholics. That program focused on people who have much bigger collections than I do. And it was presented by two people, Mel Giedroyc. You might remember Mel from The Great British Bake Off. She's one of the two presenters there with Sue Perkins. And Mark Hill. You might know Mark from Antiques Roadshow. If you ever watch Antiques Roadshow, he's one of the sort of people who value and put value on the things that people bring to Antiques Roadshow.
So in the clip we have here, they are meeting a man called Mark.
Yeah, Mark is a Star Wars collector, and he's got 35,000 pieces of Star Wars memorabilia and related items, but they're all in boxes. And let's listen to a clip now in which Mel and Mark meet Mark in his house for the first time.
Oh my days.
Do you actually know what's in there?
Yes.
Every single thing?
Pretty much.
I don't believe you. You can't possibly... How long did it take to fill this room?
Despite two extensions built to house it all, the 35,000-piece collection has still engulfed the family home.
And worryingly, the boxes don't stop here.
Bedroom.
Is it a bed? Does somebody sleep in there?
The kids' bedrooms are under siege as well. I can honestly say I've never seen anything like this. Sarah must be a saint.
Or she's just not putting her foot down.
Is it difficult to see the collection taking over your children's lives as well?
They're going to be Star Wars fans. They didn't really have a choice in that. It was inevitable. But I do worry about the impact it has because they don't have normal bedrooms. They have boxes of Star Wars stuff and it's not normal. And I do worry about the effect.
This is amassing, not collecting.
Yes, indeed.
So try to imagine a normal suburban semi-D.
Yes.
And it has just boxes upon boxes upon boxes of Star Wars stuff.
Unbelievable.
And you had three children there and his long-suffering wife who was smiling through it all, but I think she was smiling on the outside and crying on the inside. I don't have two extensions built to house my collections, but then again, I don't have 35,000 pieces of things that I collect. So that was Mark.
What about Peter?
Peter, we are thinking about, because you mentioned in your intro that people collect stamps and coins, but here those characters collect, you know, a bit more unusual or peculiar things. You have Star Wars, and Star Wars franchise actually started the whole collecting craze of collecting film memorabilia. But Peter we're going to hear from him very soon, he collects die-cast vans, right? So he's got these little matchbox-like cars.
Right.
But guess how many of them has he got?
I would say, 15,000 though.
22,000 little vans all over his attic.
And we're going to hear now why he started his collection.
Why he started his collection, yeah.
I went to Spain and lived in the back of one for 13 months as a hippie on a
I'm loving that.
A strawberry farm. You were there. not actually in Spain, but you were of the 70s ilk.
Is this all taking you back then to those hippie days living in the back of the van?
Part of it, yeah.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah. No, everyone underestimates the van in movement.
How much do you reckon you spent in total?
What a question that is. I don't know.
You can't put a value on it.
You can't put a balance sheet on enjoyment.
Yeah.
You can't put a balance sheet on enjoyment. Although in the programme they actually did, and the Star Wars collection was worth £57,000. So £57,000, yes.
Incredible.
Some of the
quickly,
have we
time for Ben and his passion?
Ben is probably my favourite because he took his collection to the extreme, and he decided to curate his house to be a living museum of the 1930s and 40s. You won't be surprised, really, that Ben is a single man. And in his little cottage, he decided to live like they did in the 90s and 30s. Here's Ben talking about his passion.
My dream is people to walk in and not to be able to tell the difference between my house and a living museum. This is how they used to live.
But there's one room for Ben that needs to have a genuine 40s flavour.
Well, welcome to 1940s kitchen. Or back living room, as they used to call them in those days. It's a blue one because it was made with plain chocolate because no milk was available because of the rationing. So,
oh, of course.
Blue to distinguish the different flavour.
Oh, amazing. Where did you get all these things from?
Oh, lots of antique kind of fairs and stuff,
right.
And yeah.
Well, they're much more affordable. You can find some really good lookers for literally a couple of pounds.
Yeah, they're not too bad,
really?
Actually.
Yeah,
yeah, something. I mean, some of them get a bit more pricey. I did pay £20 for my dried powdered milk.
But the condition of the label on that is brilliant.
Yeah.
£20 for a pint of... Anyway...
I don't think he uses those products.
No.
Like, he is my favourite because even the electric wires in his house are cloth-covered wires. So he changed the wiring in his house into the 1940s wiring.
Yeah.
I live in the 1940s house, so who knows?
But
why are we talking about it all? We're talking about it because I thought it would be really great if we could hear from people in Ireland who have interesting... unusual, slightly offbeat collections. Perhaps you collect drinking cans or 1940s kitchen appliances, old perfumes, anything at all that is surprising. Do let us know by texting at 51551 or by emailing at john@rte.ie because we would really love to hear from you because we are looking for Ireland's strangest, most eyebrow-raising collection.
We are indeed. And we've also a couple of texts in already. Hi, John. I collect teapots, 30 of them, and books. I have nearly 1,000 books, two-thirds of which I've read but want to read again. That's from Linda O'Ludine. And I collect golf balls from over the world. Have about 6 dozen. That's a bit, what are those? That's amazing.
Golf balls are good. I like golf balls. But we need more than 6 dozen, I think.
All right.
We need collections that are slightly encroaching on your life.
We don't want stamp collectors. We don't want coin collectors.
No, we want the unusual ones.
The unusual
ones,
collections.
Yes.
Please get in touch with us now. And Spíseach will follow you up. And hopefully we'll talk to you in the days ahead. Spíseach, thanks for now.
Thank you.
The John Murray Show on RTÉ Radio 1.